So I'm starting an interview. My name is William Sigler, and I am interviewing. Say your name.
Robert Sigler.
All right. So, just asking questions about racism, segregation, and your life, what you experienced. How often was segregation or racism brought up in your school or household when you were younger?
Not very often. We didn't really talk much when we were young. Family-wise, school-wise, not much.
When people said or say racial slurs, how does it make you feel and why?
I don't know. I pretty much just ignore them. I don't know.
So do you think you hear them on a daily basis?
Nah.
When you were in school, were there colored kids that went there?
Yes.
About how many?
Maybe half a dozen.
When you, did you ever display any type of segregation or racism towards anyone throughout your life?
No, not really.
When you were growing up, do you think any of your family did?
Yeah. Maybe grandparents somewhat.
Can you give us an example?
Excuse me?
Can you give me an example?
Well, the last time I saw my grandmother, who was born in the 1890s in a nursing home, she expressed displeasure with the black attendants in the nursing home. Put it that way.
How many colored families lived in your neighborhood when you were a child?
There was one elderly couple that lived up the street.
Do you think anyone has treated you differently because of your race?
Not really.
Are you aware of African Americans being killed by police brutality, and what's your response to it?
Yes, I'm aware of it. I mean, it's been all over the news. As with all police shootings, some are justified, some aren't. It depends on the certain circumstances.
How many colored people do you interact with on a daily basis?
Now?
Yeah.
Two or three, probably.
Do you think where you live now is segregated?
No.
Do you think, are there many, like, is there, in the neighborhood you live in, is there diversity in it?
Yes.
On April 20th, 1971, how old were you when the Supreme Court in Swan v. Charlotte Mecklenburg Board of Education upholds busing as a legitimate means for achieving integration of public schools? How did you feel about it?
I was about 13, and it didn't really affect our area, so I really didn't think much about it at the time.
What grade were you in?
8th or 9th, somewhere in there.
Alright, well, thank you. This is concluding the interview with Robert E. Sigler. Thank you.